Okay, this is Paul Zolo. I'm the senior editor of American Songwriter. Well, Sgt. Pepper is an astounding album for so many reasons. I mean, the most astounding thing about it, I guess, in retrospect, would have to be just the level of songwriting they achieved on that album. And Harrison and Lennon and McCartney started writing songs primarily by themselves at that time, though sometimes they would wed their talents in a song. But they were reaching new places in songs that they had never been to before. And so there's just an amazing amalgamation of tremendous songwriting talent on that album. It's considered one of the first concept albums of all time, and it was put together, it was McCartney's conception to call it Sgt. Pepper and to put it all together as a concept album, though Lennon said later he didn't really think of it as a concept album, that it was mainly disparate songs put together. But they're just very colorful songs. A song like Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite, which Lennon got from a circus poster, has very colorful circus imagery. Or a song like A Day in the Life, which was primarily a Lennon song, and then McCartney put in his bridge, and that great little tag, I'd Love to Turn You On, was McCartney's. They were really putting together their talent musically and lyrically in a new way that they hadn't done before, and reaching new places musically and lyrically. And then it was brought together in such a beautiful way with George Martin's help, orchestrally and producing the album, to bring as many colors to the production as there were in the music and the lyrics. So the production was really colorful and astounding. And it's amazing in retrospect to hear that album, to realize it was done on four tracks, which for non-musicians means they're just four separate avenues of music put together. In this day and age, we often use 24 or 48 or many more tracks to put together albums. They did it on four tracks. And to get that level of music all in four tracks, and those many colors, and the orchestra, and all the harmonies, and the band, and the performance, and the overdubs, it's pretty remarkable, not only that it's all there, but that it's all balanced so perfectly. A lot of that is thanks to Jeff Emerick, the great engineer, and also George Martin putting it all together. And they did it in very crafty ways, and part of the way they did it was recording the Beatles playing as a band. There were a lot of performances done simultaneously, often not done in this day and age, where people go in the studio and add one instrument individually, one track at a time. The Beatles would go in and capture the energy often of a live performance and then start to add colors to that, add orchestra or add backward sounds or sound effects. Sgt. Pepper has many sound effects on it. It's got barnyard noises and animal noises and the sounds of audiences clapping on the Sgt. Pepper title track. And it's also unusual in that they segged songs together. They connected the songs musically so that Sgt. Pepper, the original title track, goes right into With a Little Help from My Friends without a break. And so they were doing things that no one had done before in record making. So it's an astounding and memorable album for many reasons.
Given what you said earlier about the way that we consume music now, and young people consume music track by track, not by album so much. You know, those of us who were living when Sgt. Pepper came out have tended to bring it along with us with great affection, but I'm wondering if it's possible for you to sort of divorce yourself from that own connection that you probably have with it as well, and think in terms of why would it matter now? Like, what does this album have to... I don't know if it instruct is the right word, but, you know, any kind of appreciation that somebody coming to this album or these songs these days could draw from them that would be, you know, applicable to sort of today's music scene or today's sensibilities. How does it last?
Well, it is hard to divorce oneself from those of us who grew up when Sgt. Pepper came out and remember its emergence in 1967, what a huge impact it had on us. But I think the album continues to have relevance and continues to live on for many reasons. Number one, just sonically, we get to hear Sgt. Pepper now in a digital format. It's on CD, so we're hearing it on great equipment in a way we didn't hear it originally when it was on LP. Some of us had better hi-fis at the time than others. Some of us had headphones. I remember the first time I heard Sgt. Pepper on headphones. Even then, I started to hear dimensions in it that I didn't realize were there when I first heard it on my own kind of home hi-fi that wasn't so good. in terms of fidelity. But any song, I think, the reason any song continues to matter as time goes on is the combination of elements in the song. Is it a good melody? I think that's probably the one element that most people are drawn to in a song. Is it music that moves us emotionally? Is it a melody that continues to resonate? And the Beatles were just incredible melodists. McCartney's often thought of as the greatest melodist of the Beatles, but Harrison wrote Something and Here Comes the Sun. And on Sgt. Pepper, he had Within You, Without You, which has those Indian strains that are beautiful. And, of course, John Lennon wrote some of the greatest melodies ever known to man. And A Day in the Life has a very beautiful, visceral melody that continues to resonate, and so many of his songs do. And so the songs just melodically continue to resonate. They're some of the best melodies ever. For any musicians that have ever played Beatles songs on a piano or a guitar, you'll realize that they were putting together chords that most people would often not think of to put together. They were putting together keys and chords and melodies and the use of major and minor keys in ways that the great American songwriters like Cole Porter and Gershwin would often put chords and keys together, wedding major and minor keys in one song in a way that folk music never does and a lot of music never does. So they were bringing to rock and roll a sophistication of harmonic sensibilities that no one really had ever brought to rock and roll before. And so the songs, just on a musical basis, are memorable and continue to resonate. But then the lyrics are very provocative. They're specific. They're colorful. They're unusual. A song like A Day in the Life is bringing together surreal elements with specific elements. You know, it starts, I read the news today, and later you have, now we know how many holes it takes to fill the Albert Hall, which is a surreal, provocative line. And so the Beatles were pretty great at bringing us lyrics that would open a lot of possibilities to the listener. So you would often listen to a lot of Beatles songs and bring your own meaning to the song, somewhat thinking that they were pretty cosmic, the meanings. And also, you know, the message of love certainly inherent in all their music. And Sgt. Pepper continues to resonate, as do, I think, all of their albums for many reasons. And I think it's really amazing in this day and age, we're in 2007, all these years since it came out in 1967, that Sgt. Pepper doesn't remain some dusty artifact on the shelf like many of the records of my parents' generation did. When I was a kid, I was thinking, when I'm an adult, the Beatles' music probably won't matter. It'll be surpassed by something else that will be even greater. In truth, that really hasn't happened. The Beatles albums still stand out as some of the greatest music ever recorded and ever conceived. And my own son, who's 7, is growing up with the Beatles, and he loves Beatles songs as much as I did when I was a kid. And it's interesting that in this digital age, we're hearing songs with such high fidelity that sonically the songs aren't dusty. They don't sound bad. They sound perfect. So we're hearing the Beatles in perfect fidelity, in perfect sound, and so everything is preserved perfectly and represented in a great way. And Sgt. Pepper also holds together as a real cohesive, beautiful statement of music, even though it was all these men, the four Beatles and George Martin, all putting all their genius and brilliance and musical inspiration together, that the album holds together because it's really the combination of combined talent. And with all that talent combined, it just creates an astounding album that will probably never be equaled.